Hi. Gay is not sin. Jesus is asking the gay person to change and be straight. That's right. You're not going to find gays in the Bible if you're going to look at some sort of sexual act. What you will find is some people are doing some pretty bad things. In fact, a lot of people are. And generally, the 14 verses that are used to condemn gays by many of you don't talk about gays. They talk about gang rape. They talk about going to orgies and fertility temples. They talk about all sorts of things. Expensive call boys, temple male prostitutes, and so forth. Now, you should somehow get in your head that you ought to be able to read words and understand what they say. Because you can't just invent a way. You can't just pretend it's true. You can't pretend a male temple prostitute is just another word for homosexual. There's hundreds of millions of gay people in the world. And you ought to be able to tell the difference between a prostitute and a person that isn't a prostitute, don't you think? And you ought to be able to know that you don't describe heterosexuality, because there are a bunch of heterosexuals that will go and gang rape some woman. Do you simply say to yourself, this means being a heterosexual is sin? Because we see throughout history great big orgies, great big gatherings of men to literally rape people, rape women. It doesn't matter what war you're talking about, you're going to see men raping women. Did you hear me? Now tell me, is this how you determine being a heterosexual is sin? No. Somehow, I guess it's magic. Somehow you know that when you walk down to a part of town and you see these hookers walking down the street and everything, and then you see these straight men coming up to them and make a deal, then go off to some motel. I would really like to know how you know this isn't saying that heterosexuality is sin. Because somehow it's really easy for you to look at the same sexual act and say, homosexuality is sin. Why do you do that? How come you don't use the same thinking pattern that you used to understand, hey, heterosexuality isn't sin, it's just that these people, this woman is selling her body, and this man is paying her so he can do what he wishes. Somehow you've got this magic ability to know this does not condemn heterosexuality. It is just an immoral act done by that man and that woman. That's how you determine it. Why don't you apply those very same rules to homosexuality? It seems like you do not care about how you point out gay is sin. You see, if you did it correctly, you would have to go to the Bible and find two people, each male or each female, that fell in love. They had some sort of a period of time, like which we call today dating, and then they moved in together. As when heterosexuals get married, this gay couple, after they fell in love and all that, they get married. And you see the two different kinds of lives together, practically the same. They got to deal with bills. They got to provide money so that they can get food to eat. They go out, have entertainment, do some traveling, work around the house. All the same kind of thing. They're not going to be hardly any different. You got to find this in the Bible if you want to say gay is sin, because if you go to some place like maybe Sodom and Gomorrah, you sit there and say, well, look, God destroyed them for homosexuality. You tell me,
How could every boy and every grandpa and every meal, then on every male, then on top of that, there's another word in there that you seem to ignore. All the people. It says, every person in the two cities. All the people. This is somehow, those, that last phrase there disappears in the Bible for you. Because all you know is all the males in the two cities, young or old. So you are interpreting this as homosexuality. You just don't want to talk about all the people. You see, everybody in Sodom was not male. Now tell me, how do you make, I would really like it, you know, you can see the phone number up there, you can see the email address, and so forth, you can chat with me live online. I would like you to tell me how you make gang rape with every intention to commit murder to the victim. How do you make that homosexual? It even gets worse, because if you look at the other writings about this same thing, I think there's another book that's almost the same as Genesis. And it was considered to be put in the Bible, but they figured somehow or another in their bickering and fighting to put the Bible together, they said, there's no need to have two in the beginnings. So the Genesis story was more eloquent and more reasonable, because there were some things that were pretty dramatic in the other writings. But the other writings is nonetheless a true writing of the times. And it is saying that further things going on in Sodom was that they would literally put beds on street corners. And they would get people to lay down on that bed, they would tie them up on that bed, and they purposely made the beds short. And they had a little thing that whatever goes off the edge of the bed, they cut off, make them fit the bed. And they rape them and all that kind of stuff. And somehow, no matter what kind of details you get about Sodom and Gomorrah, you somehow still come up with this idea that gay is sin. How do you do that? I just would like to hear how you do that. I've talked to over 700,000 of you, probably more than that. And it doesn't seem like you have any ability whatsoever to tell somebody why you say gay rape means gay is sin. Some of you will finally get the idea that, yeah, you know, it does say all the people too, and it's also, you know, whole, it has to be a gang rape thing. Some of you finally got that figured out. It doesn't seem to matter, because now you got 13 other verses you can use. So even though you figured out that this one doesn't, well, 7 of those other verses use the word sodomite. Now this term sodomy is not something that was back in Bible days. When they wrote the Bible and God inspired them and wrote it down, you didn't have this word sodomy. There's possibility that something relating to what sodomy in your minds, or how it actually, the real reason for sodomy, they have that word, was because if anything out of the missionary position was sodomy. That word sodomy is evolved. Now when you hear sodomy, you think it's a gay sex act. And you think of it because of a certain act that you believe all gays do, which all gays do not do. Just like this word that you're talking about, that you think is in the Bible because you think it is exact translation of sodomite. Somehow or another, you have this idea that this is another kind of word for Sodom. You tell me. Hi, you know, sodomy is sin. It's in the Bible.
No, it's not. 1,000 years ago or so, they invented. You know who invented it, don't you? The same evilness.
The Catholic Church. So, yeah, I don't understand it. It's too bad that there's so many people in an organization believing they're worshiping God when the very fundamental foundation of the Vatican is extraordinarily evil. The more you dive into what the Vatican does, what the Pope does, the more you discover they're not Christian. It doesn't matter if you believe what I say or not. So what matters is you've got to find things out. Don't just say, oh, these are just quackos out there saying that are doomsday preachers or whatever else that you might be hearing or thinking. I'll never look into the word sodomite to see what it means, because I've made up my mind. It's clear as a bell. It means homosexual. It's so simple. It's so clear. Why can't you just read the verse? You would see too how clear it is that gay is sin. 7 of the verses use the word sodomite. The word sodomite means a male temple prostitute. And the historical record, besides the Bible talking about these fertility temples upside down and backwards, this was the main course of the other gods, with almost all were fertility kinds of worship. That was part of the rituals done in worshiping these other gods. This is no-brainer. This is simplicity. If you just take the time to open something up and look into the archives of the past. Some of you love history. Why can't you look at the history about gays? History about some of these Bible words. The archaeology. You go look at these buildings and you dig down in there and you take this up and that up and everything. You find these writings and all that kind of stuff. And it tells you, you can even see a name, a list of sodomites. You know, they go out there. The Bible refers to male Israelites come to these temples because they have heard the blessings they can get if they get involved in these kind of relationships. And they have orgies with Paul. Hey, Paul, the one that you like to use in Romans 1:26-27, you just seem to think that absolutely, you can't even see anything. All you see is it has to be a male-to-male type of stuff. They had to give up. You know, they once were heterosexual. Somehow they made a decision and gave it up. I don't understand this part. I would hope some of you could explain to me, how does a heterosexual turn from God and so God made them gay? I don't understand this. Could you help me a little? Somehow or another, you're convinced of it. I don't know how you got convinced. Tell me. Please tell me. I'm begging you. How do you get from heterosexual adults that used to know God, turn away from God, what they turn to? Fertility gods. The Bible is clear. It tells you. You don't just read a paragraph of the Bible and then make a whole doctrine of it. You have to read the whole thing. And then there is some really advanced, you know, historical records and documents and all this kind of stuff. You want to get into it, you can get into it pretty deeply. You can spend hours and hours, days and days, and months, and never run out of information to keep finding out about things. Sometimes you have to do it years and years and years to get down to some of the actual most distinctive writings about various subjects of the Bible. Why can't you think about this a little bit before you open your mouth and say gay is sin, or say God hates sin? 7 of the verses of your 14 verses use the word sodomite, which means male temple prostitute.
It should be a no-brainer about Genesis 19, that first few, that paragraph or so. Verse 4 and 5, it seems how you base it. There's a word that to know. Well, that word, if you look it up, doesn't refer to sex. It refers that, you know, hey, you know, they're thinking something. You know, hey, we heard that three people were talking to Abraham over there. And something they were talking too good about our cities here. So we want to get to know these people. What's the real intention? What's going to come to the city? This is what the word to know means. You can look up the word new. The form of the word know. And you can find that some of the words are talking about, you know, and he knew his wife. Well, we don't have that. It's no brainer to know that this is a sex act between that man and that woman. But the word to know, you have to assume that it means they wanted to have sex with him. And it's a pretty logical assumption, because this is one of the things that people like to do, even today, for punishment, for whatever else. Heterosexuals just love to do this, what do you call it? Gangbanging and all that? Isn't that just the pit? And you can't seem to understand it. You go to Vietnam, they got this, they how they wiped out cities and stuff like that and raped them in there. What's going on in Iraq? Do you think that every single person over there is having a really good time? Do you think your young ones that are over there in Iraq are just not going to the little hole in the wall places over there where they can pay a little money and get something? I was in the military. I know what the people do in the military. They have a class even to teach you that if you do these kind of things, this is the procedure you should do after it. And they list details, you know, wash and do this and do that and so forth. When I was in Thailand for a year, they said, well, you have to look at that woman's prostitute's card. They carry a little book thing. Every Thursday, they went to see a doctor, and the doctor would stamp it a certain color of ink. If one color of the ink was stamped, it means she's clean, at least on that Thursday. She doesn't go for another week. If it was another stamp on her book, then you know she's got a disease. And so, upstanding your young ones that are over there, overseas, you that are parents, what do they do? They're going over there. You think many of them say, hey, can I see your book? No, they hand over their $2.50 if you want a halfway decent one. If you don't want a halfway decent one, you pay $1.25. That was going right back when I was over there. If you wanted a really good one, you may pay $5. Those are the good ones over there. So I'm told by face-to-face talking with people that go out and do that. And I know what I'm talking about. People, when you want to condemn gay people, you need to go to the Bible and find gay people, not people that are raping. People, there is more to life than your wishes. Something is about to happen. Let me explain to you why I can't explain it to you. And you can't hear it when I speak to you and say, gay is not sin, and Jesus isn't asking the gay person to change and be straight. Why you can't hear what I tell you is, one thing you do know is the nation of Israel out there. You know that the end times come when Israel becomes a nation again. And so you know that before that generation passes away, Jesus will return. The mystery is, what's a generation? Is it the people that were born on that same day that Israel became a nation? So somebody in that was born then will still be alive when Jesus comes back? But it says they're in blindness. And then at the last days, when the tribulation is getting going, they see who they pierced. In other words,
it just takes an instant for them to realize Jesus was and is their Messiah. God gave the nation of Israel blindness for a season, 2,000 years. This process of blindness, just like Pharaoh hardened his heart. When you read the details in the Bible, God hardened his heart because he's going to show the miracles, the delivering power of God. And so, this process of blindness is also on the issue of homosexuality. You always say, gays are blind. They don't see the truth. What do you mean? They study more than you. They got something to lose. They got some this thing here that a whole church is telling them they're going to go to hell. What do you think they're going to do? They come in and wishy-washy come to Christ. I don't know how you get these kinds of ideas. People come to Christ because of something going on in their life, because the Holy Spirit is dealing with it, because they learned that God had a son, and his only begotten son died and paid the price for his sin. That's why they came to Christ. They know they are sinners like you knew you were sinners when you came to Christ. You're the one that thinks they got to change and be straight. It's not Bible. The Bible doesn't say that. You say that. When gays come to Christ, they got more of a heavy burden than you ever can imagine. Because they know all of you hate gays by your behavior. Maybe not by your mouth, but by your behavior. You're ready to condemn gays and say God says it's sin. You got to say, at least abstain from having sex and everything. This is your message to the gay person. You're going to hell with no hope. Because a gay person is a gay person. You can't go to an ex-gay ministry to find real delivered gays. Because it just doesn't happen. Another program, let me go into details about ex-gays. So why is it so difficult for you to know that this Romans 26 and 27 doesn't talk about gay love? These two guys meet each other. They date a while. They fall in love. And they get married. Don't matter what you think about marriage. The way that we get married today in all societies is very different than what it was in the 11th century. In the 12th century, so many pagans came to Christ. And they brought their customs with them. And part of the customs is what our marriage rituals are all about today. People, you're in blindness, like the nation of Israel is in blindness for a season, because God is going to reveal his glory. It's going to hurt, people. That's all I got to say. It's going to hurt because you don't want to lose your hate for gays. If you don't know Jesus right now, turn to him and say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. And that God rose you on the third day. Forgive me of my sins and come into my life. A simple prayer gets you saved. Now you need to read the Bible. Read the King James Bible. All modern translations are Satan counterfeit. They come from Westcott and Hort. You look up Westcott and Hort and you'll see what I'm talking about. Now get baptized in the Holy Spirit. You have to ask Jesus to baptize you. He is the one that baptizes you. Somebody can lay hands on you and you can get baptized, but you're the one that's going to do the work. You could ask Jesus to baptize your Holy Spirit, and your first evidence will be speaking in another tongue. See you next week.